The Hillsborough County Regional Transit Authority, or HART, kicked off its first day of express bus service today along the Nebraska Avenue corridor. Metro Rapid uses GPS signals for traffic signal priority and limited bus stops to get riders to their destination as much as 15% faster, and uses brand new buses.
Oh, I like it. It smells like a brand new car.
That's frequent bus rider Jeff Stevens.
Cleaner, it's a lot nicer looking. It's a little bit more friendlier, especially the bus drivers seem to be nicer.
The route travels between the Hidden River Regional Park and Ride off Fletcher Avenue near I-75 and the Marion Transit Center in downtown Tampa. For the most part, the Metro Rapid North-South route follows one of HART's busiest lines, the number 2. Shaquandra Williams was one of the first to use the new express route this morning and said it saved her a decent amount of time.
Limited stops. And it's just faster. We get here, you could get to your destination at least 15 minutes faster than as opposed to, you know, being on bus 2. Because like I said, with bus 2, it's an on and off thing. Every stop, somebody's getting on or somebody's getting off. It's packed to capacity to where people are standing up. It's ridiculous. I like this better. And it's free.
HART is offering free rides for the first 2 weeks of operation until June 10th. Robert Trout is the assistant manager of retail sales for the Transit Authority.
Yeah, we're trying to raise awareness, have people ride it, get used to it, and understand where the stops are instead of it doesn't stop at every stop on Nebraska, but at the green, silver shelter.
The amount of time saved by riding Metro Rapid instead of hopping on the crowded number 2 depends on how far a rider travels, but Trout said it definitely is faster.
Route 2 only goes as far as University Transit Center, whereas this goes all the way out to Hidden River. Route 2 takes about an hour to get up to University Transit Center, where this takes about 50 minutes to get all the way out to Hidden River, which is 3 miles further out.
The time savings comes not only from cutting out a few stops along the way, but also by prioritizing traffic signals using a GPS.
The light's already green. It'll keep it green longer so the route can make it through the light into its next stop, which is usually a far side stop on the intersection area.
Approaching University Area Transit Center.
Metro Rapid runs at 15-minute intervals, except for the 4.5 miles between the University Transit Center and Hidden River Park and Ride. HART officials hope the time savings will boost ridership along the route.
We've been to, I would say, probably 90% of the businesses along Nebraska, giving out information on, and it was received very, very, very positively. A lot of the students up at USF area, a lot of the apartments up on Fletcher, those people were excited about riding because they can get downtown quickly.
HART now has a regional park and ride at the northernmost point along the Metro Rapid route located on the Hidden River Parkway off Fletcher Avenue near I-75. But as of 11:30 this morning, it sat empty. The first riders didn't catch the bus until closer to the USF area, and the bus didn't start filling up until near Nebraska and Bush Boulevard. Even then, the bus was never more than half full for the entire duration of the route. All of the passengers were at least fairly regular bus riders. Precious Williams climbed aboard with her 2-year-old son. She breathed in the new smell of the bus, but worried the newness wouldn't last.
See, these are the rules right here. You're not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to drink. Radio, cigarettes. You know, which nobody's going to bring no cigarettes or radio. But the drink and the eating part, you know, people violate the rules. Some drivers allow you to eat. They tell you, go ahead and eat. But, like, with the drinks that you get from any kind of fast food restaurant, it's easy to spill when the bus is turning or stopping. I mean, I've seen so many, you know, it makes the bus look very nasty.
Regardless of whether the Metro Rapid buses retain their new car smell, Williams said she would continue riding the bus and enjoying the new, quicker route.
Like I said, it helps me get from school to daycare to the grocery store, looking for a job. I mean, I use the bus for practically everything where I need to go.
HART is working on a second Metro Rapid route that would run east and west along Hillsborough Avenue. A start date for the second route hasn't been set, but a community forum is expected in late summer or early fall. That route will connect between Tampa International Airport and Temple Terrace and could be a viable tool in expanding regional connections. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.